RNZ National, it's Tech Tuesday. Time to catch up with Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Find out what's new, what's on his mind. Hi there, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? No, everything. Thank you, Dory. It's great. Good weather.
You got internships on the mind today, Dan.
Yeah. One of the things that I've done over the years is getting in young people, right? Because I'm a small growing business, and sometimes you don't necessarily want to take the risk of hiring somebody straight out and finding out they're a bit of a dud. But here's the thing, right? When I'm looking at putting out job ads, and then I can check out other, you know, competitors, what's going on, I'm amazed with how many people are just asking for somebody with absolutely all the knowledge and experience and the certifications. I'm like going, how do young people get into the industry, right? Because when I came in, there wasn't, you know, like in the late 90s, there weren't courses designed for like IT support and
cybersecurity. Totally, yeah.
It didn't exist, right? So they were taking anybody who had the right aptitude and attitude. And that's kind of where my hiring practice goes. Now, I'm thinking wider than that. I've got a young guy who's with us, who's doing his master's, because we got approached by the Auckland University, because I knew that person from another place where I was hitting them up for interns. And it is a really great way of bringing people into your organization and having it. Because, you know, going for a job, it's not a one-way street. They've got to figure out if you're the right boss or the right environment for them to grow and get that bit of experience. So I'm right all for it, because the tech industry has got so many different jobs and niches available that cater for all types of people and skill sets and neurodiversities, that it's worth giving young people a bit of a crack to have a go at it, you know, because it might be that just by taking a risk on that person, you might find that golden nugget, that person that if they stay with you for 2 years, it will really make a big boost to your business, and it'll make a giant leap in their career. And frankly, you know, I think these days with house prices as they are nationwide, it certainly doesn't hurt the future of our economy to give those people a bit of a hand up and get them ahead. So
certainly sometimes the people I talk to, people in trades who say they're reluctant to take on people and skill them up because they're worried that as soon as they get some skills, they'll be poached by someone else. That's obviously not something that concerns you.
Yeah, and the corollary for that is, what if you take on somebody and they don't upskill themselves and they don't leave?
Okay.
You know? Because one of the things I've always said about being a business set, I'm not worried about bad employees, because they will advertise themselves through their work and you'll get them out the door pretty swiftly. Great employees, fantastic. Nobody complains about them. It's the mediocre ones that are like, kind of like they're kind of just drifting along. Those are the ones you want to avoid, because you know, they'll neither wow your customers nor really piss anybody off too much. That they, you know, it's hard to grow a business when you're firing on three out of the four cylinders.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Especially in small businesses, everybody needs to be able to do what they can to move things forward.
Okay, so consider the idea of internship, particularly if you're in the tech industry. The benefits outweigh the risks as far as you're concerned, Dan.
Totally, totally.
You've got another little tip for us, and that's for people who find themselves in the house market at the moment.
Well, obviously, in some of that, that is the time to go house hunting. And with the fine weather, everybody's pretty keen to show off what they've got. And it can be an enjoyable activity, I've heard, for wives. But one of the annoying things about it is when you start getting into the whole negotiation bit, and you have to, you know, they're emailing back and forth the papers. And this usually comes at you as a PDF, which you then you print out, sign, you know, initial, send back. It's worse than the old days when it used to get faxed, but, you know, that kind of deterioration of analog.
Yeah.
Well, these days I'm still find I come across people who don't know that you don't actually have to print them off anymore. You can, in the common, like Foxit PDF reader, which is a piece of free PDF reading
how's
software.
How's it spelled?
Foxit.
Yeah.
You can use your mouse to create your signature in the application, and then in a PDF that gets sent to you, you can use that as essentially like a stamp. So you can stamp your signature on there.
Yeah.
And then you can use the text editor to overlay your name and date, and then use the little initials thing to stamp your initials and all of that.
Yeah.
Slap that out, save it, email it straight back without even having to, you know, hit the print button.
It saves
you time. The document doesn't end up getting worse and worse and worse over longer negotiations, and the turnaround time is faster, because sometimes these deals will hinge on whether you're the first person to get back with the right number, right? And I Lord knows, sometimes your partners get really emotionally attached to a particular place, and you just don't. You don't need that extra sadness.
I feel like we're getting a bit of an insight into the Watson household in today's tech session. And I will just say, on behalf of the wives and other partners out there who drag their partners along to open homes, things might never, ever get done. But nobody might ever move house, Dan, if it's not for one member of the couple saying, come on, get off your bottom on a Saturday and let's go check out some open homes.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people here of Scotch descent here who really don't like the idea of digging a hole of several hundred thousand dollars, you know.
By the way, that was Fox at FOXIT, and I see it's an app as well for people who want to get it on their phone. A quick chance to mention something a bit more fun you've come across in your travels.
Oh, yeah. Image Candy, I-M-G-C-A-N-D-Y, imagecandy.com. It's a free online image editor. You may have seen various memes, which commonly is a picture with some text thrown over the top to be amusing, being sent around. Often you'll get them from the younger people that you might know. It doesn't hurt to use this tool, which is quite easy to do, to create some to fire back at them. The cringe level fun of it is awesome. If you like dad jokes, I think it's just worth, you know, returning some fire back at the
So you're saying, if you're sick of the young people in your life sending you memes and you're feeling a bit like left out and you want to get them back, this is the name of a meme creator where you can go along and maybe take them by surprise by doing your own meme and sending it back. Yeah.
Yeah, preferably something, an embarrassing photo of them that you can send out with a little bit of text overlaid on the top. If you've just heard that phrase, okay, boomer, one too many times, it's time to take your revenge.
I love it. IMG Candy, imagecandy.com. Dan, great to chat to you. I know you've had a busy week, even though it's early in January, I guess people